So today we're continuing in Yadei Melechas Hatzah with Tokiv Tzuras HaPesach. So the notion of a Tzuras HaPesach, you have a Kana Mikan Al Gabei. Whereas, so you have a framework of a Dulapa, like, you know, so you have two vertical poles and the horizontal pole. And usually they make it with fish wire or something like that, whatever they make it with. So the question is, how does it work? What's the status of such a construction? In other words, Tzuras HaPesach literally means it's like a door. But what's the notion of a door, just stam? Every door you've seen in your life, it's not just a door, it's a wall. In the middle of the wall, there's a door. So all of a sudden, we have this, when we make what we call an Erev in a community, we have Tzuras HaPesach surrounding the whole community. So that seems to be a little strange, because what's the concept of Tzuras HaPesach if there's no door, if there's no wall? Well, usually, like, you have the walls of your house, and then in the middle of the wall, there's a doorway. So the idea is that we consider the doorway, as even though it's open, as part of the construct of the rest of the wall. But here, all of a sudden, we go ahead and we construct this thing. Say you have a camp, right, or a bungalow colony. So what is it? You go from one tree to the another. You know, usually you'll nail the lechis on the trees, and then you'll put a nail on top of the wood of the lechi, and then you'll have the fish net, the fish wire on top of that, because it has to be kon mikan v'kon mikan v'kon al gabeyan. And then you'll go from tree to tree to tree to wall to whatever, till you surround the whole area. So why should that work? Why should that work? In other words, it's just a Tzuras HaPesach and a Tzuras HaPesach without a wall. You know, why in the world should that have any validity? That's what we have to look into. So,
for Tzuras HaPesach, could you have like one that's like a like 10 miles long, or it has to be a certain?
So the Gemara says it should be ro'oi to hold up a door. If theoretically there would be a door there, it would be strong enough to hold up a door.
No one would have a door that's like 5 miles long.
Right, no one would have a door that's 5 miles long.
Couldn't have.
So then that would be questionable if it would be so far apart, the one from one from the other. Yeah, no, he's machmir to make them closer. But
it has to be strong enough to hold up a door that would reach to the next one.
Right. So, yeah. Okay, everyone, guys, look on here. Oh, if everyone shares, I have to tell the rub. We have Baruch Hashem, we have enough people, we can use more. Okay. So look what the Gemara says. Rav Yochanan on page Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. Rav Yochanan Tzover l'hadarav, the Omer Ravin, Rav Adam, Rav Yitzchak, Ma'ase ba'odem echad mibikas beis chorson, she'no'atz dalid kundesim ba'arba pinos asoda. He took four sticks and he put it in the four corners of the field. U'masach zmora aleim. And he put what? What's a zmora? A branch. So the branch was what? Was the kana al gabeim. Now, First of all, very interesting, this post can point out, we'll look for some other posts can point out, you see something very interesting here, first of all, that the Kodol Gabayim doesn't have to be what? Doesn't have to be 100% straight. A branch usually is not necessarily a straight thing. So you're putting, you know, from one corner of the field to the other corner of the field, and then on top, instead of using the fish wire, you're using a Zmora. So a Chora, you know, some people are very mocked, it should be, you know, shouldn't have a slag, it shouldn't be zigzag. So you see over here, the post can point out that there's, that it's valid, even if it's not 100% straight, like a Zmora. And what do you do? Shenot dal kuntesim ba'arba pinas hasoda, u'masach zmora lehim, u'ba ma'isel lefnei chachamim v'hitiralo. And they said, that's good. In other words, you can carry in this area. You can carry in this area. Because you have Konamikan, Konal Gabem, and then you have it totally surrounded, like a square. But then the Gemara says, V'hitir lo le'inyin kelayim. In other words, the first day the Gemara is saying, in other words, the halacha is you can't plant different species next to each other. But if there's a wall in between the two species, then you could. So the Gemara says they were matir, not Magabi Shabbos, but they were matir that you can plant one vegetable on one side of the imaginary line, a vegetable on one side of the imaginary line, and another vegetable on the other, even though it's not a wall that goes to the ground. It's just this, two vertical poles and a horizontal pole. But what Pashas is, you see, we're going down that it's considered like a mechitza. So you have one thing, and you plant one species on one side and one species on the other side, that's not called kelayim, because there's a wall in between. So then the Gemara says, V'omar shlokish, kidech shehitiru lo le'inyin kelayim, kach hitiru lo le'inyin Shabbos. That just like we were matir le'inyin kelayim, that you could, if you have, say you just have two poles, and a thing on top. Just one. And then you put one plant to the other side, one plant to the other side. That's good. But for Shabbos, that's not going to help you. Because for Shabbos, you need it totally surrounded. So then you need four. So the first day, the Gemara says, maybe they only matzah for Kalayim. Rish Lakish says, Keder sheitiru lo le'inyin Kalayim, kach hitiru lo le'inyin Shabbos. But Rav Yochanan Omar le'kalayim hitiru lo le'inyin Shabbos, lo hitiru lo.
Why would flying be allowed? What's the logic why this would work for flying?
Because there's a mechitza between...
Yeah, but that's affecting the roof?
What's the
feel of
between
flying
and Shabbos?
Yeah, in other words, with the dinus of a real mechitza would work, so this would work as well. So l'chara...
We had a case previously by the bor for the Ovrid Rochem.
Right.
Where you had just the four angles.
Right.
With no Al-Gabayim at all.
Right.
So we see that there is such an thing as an imaginary wall of Gabi Shabbos.
Yeah. But there is because it had the construct of the L-shaped on the four corners, and that's a special halacha that's also good.
Only.
Yeah.
It's only applicable in such a case.
Only with that construct.
Only with the bar and only Bismarck.
No. Meaning, it could be Midoraisa, the base of Ryan claims it'll work anywhere. But Midrabanon, Dafka for the Ole Regal. Okay. So that's the... Now, what else do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara that what? That you can make an Erev. You mean this construct of Tzuras HaPesach. For what? Even though if the whole thing is just Tzuras HaPesach. Right? Because that was the case in the Gemara. That was the case in the Gemara. Now, the Rambam disagrees with that. We'll see how could the Rambam disagree with the Gemara. But let me show you what the Rambam says. Look, the Rambam on page 2. Oh, what's this here? Show him. Says the Rambam, Kol mechitza sheish lo parts meruba al ha'omed, ain a mechitza. Whereas if you have a mechitza, you have to have the majority mechitza, then you can have some openings in the mechitza, but it has to be majority mechitza. Aval mechitza parts ka'omed, but if it's 50-50, like 50 there's wall, 50 opening, harez zumbuteris. So in other words, if it's more air than wall, no good. If it's 50-50, it's good. Ubavad shelo yeh, but also the pirtzas pirtzay sheyeser lesser amos. In other words, you can't have a breach that's more than 10 amos, anywhere between like 18 to 20 feet. If there's an opening in the wall, 18 to 20 feet, it's no good, even if you have enough wall. Because even if it's 50-50 or even more, even if there's more wall than opening, but if the opening is what? Is more than 10 amos, that passes the wall. It's a big machlokas, whether that's a dindarais or a dindarabonim, but that's it. Aval eser amos hari kupesa. But if it's only eser amos, it's not more, it has to be yeser, I mean eser amos. Eser amos is still kosher if it's what? Omid merubo ala parts. Im hayo lepirtsu zutsur sa pesach afal pi sheish ba yoser mi eser amos eina. But if the pirtsu has a tzur sa pesach afal pi sheish ba yoser mi eser eina mafsedes hamechitza. Who shall you have parrots meruba ala omet? Meaning he's saying like this. There's no such thing, says the Rambam, of having, like what we do in the bungalow colonies, in the camps, we surround it with Tzuras HaPesach all around. That's no good. Why? Because like we said before, how can you have a Tzuras HaPesach, a doorway, when you don't have a wall? Who ever heard of such a thing? The concept of a Tzuras HaPesach is when basically you have a wall. But there's an opening in the wall. There's an opening in the wall. Say for, and what's the halacha? So if it's less than Eser Amos, then it's still okay. If it's more than Eser Amos, it's no good. But if you put a Tzuras HaPesach in the opening that's more than 10 Amos, then it's mutter. So then, what? Then what? Then you could use a Tzuras HaPesach. The Tzuras HaPesach could only be used, says the Rambam, in the what? In the scenario when there's a wall already, and then there's a breach in the wall, and the breach in the wall is more than 10 amos, and that parcels it, so you want to rectify it, so you don't have to get wood to cover up the whole opening. You just get two vertical poles, and a horizontal thing on top, and then you matter it. But if the whole thing is Tzuras HaPesach, that's not good. Now, the question is, first of all, isn't it against the Gemara?
Right.
Because the Gemara seems to say that he was not Stalikun Desim Barba Bina Sasada. So what's the answer to that? So there...
He holds
that Rabbi Yochanan
that what? That it's only okay for Kalayim, but not for Shabbos.
That it's only okay for Kalayim, not for Shabbos. Right. In other words, oh. So you're saying, Ilan, that maybe he holds that Indian Kilayim Hitiru Lola Indian Shabbos, but you see that, I mean, and you're interpreting it to mean that the din of all four is Linyan Kilayim, not Linyan Shabbos. Okay, that could be. In other words, some want to point out that the Tosis here, the Ritzba on page 1 says, "Mefarish the Hachal lo Ayri Bedala Defanus." Rachi Pirusha Kachi Tiru Inyan Shabbos Bemfulush the Hainu Beis Mechitzas. In other words, he's saying that just like they matched it for Kelayim, the Madalin Yishabbos, but not the same scenario as the Kelayim. Kelayim, you can have four walls, and then you can plant on all four sides, two different species. Kachle Inyan Shabbos, but not with four. The Rambam would agree, if you have two full walls, and then you need on the north and the south, so then also you could use the Tzuras HaPesach. But you need some construct that there are walls around, and then you can fill in the gaps with Tzuras HaPesach.
The Gemara's not calling it Tzuras HaPesach. I mean, that's our language.
Right.
So why can't we say it's just a regular din, like Gurachis or something, like Gurachis, just one of these kind of din, and it has nothing to do with the problem of being, you know, that you can't have a door without a wall. It's not a din of it, it's a din of a wall, just like Gurachis, besides Gurachis, all these other kind of things.
Well, but the Gemara, if you look at the next line, the Gemara says, because the next line right, says it's a Tzuras HaPesach.
The Ritzvah and the Rambam.
So the Ritzvah is claiming that the Gemara never said, that's similar to what Ilan said, that the Gemara doesn't necessarily say that the case of the four walls is Lagabe Shabbos. The simple shot it is. Because the same scenario that they matted the four walls for Kelayim that you can plan each door, kach they were matted for Shabbos as well. Well, you can say no. Just like they matted the four walls for Kelayim, meaning to permit planting on each side of the four, kach itiru in your Shabbos, if you already have two walls, to be matching the other two. It's not the simple shot of the Rambam, but what you said is good. So you could learn that pshat in the Rambam, that's one. And then someone will point out Rabbeinu Hananel has another pshat. Rabbeinu Hananel says, on page 4, Rabbeinu Hananel is on the side of the page, but it's small print. So somebody did us a favor and reprinted Rabbeinu Hananel in a separate book. Just makes it easier for the eyes. And, you know, when Rabbeinu Hananel says something, you know, the poskim say, kol devar of divrei Kabbalah. Like, you gotta, if Rabbeinu Hananel says something, you gotta take it seriously. So Rabbeinu Hananel says, like this. You see, the first word on the line is Viteris. If I'm reading, Ma'ase Bechol Mibikas Beis Chordon, Shenot Dalet Kundesim Bedal Pina Sasoda, Hine Damar, Uben Eilu Kundesim, So he basically says what you were saying, Rav Ginsburg Shlita. Not exactly, but he's saying that it wasn't just Tzuras HaPesach. It was in the four corners, but then in the middle it wasn't empty like the Tzuras HaPesach. There were vertical walls next, you know, within lovin of each other, within less than three tefachim of each other. So it wasn't really working mitzad the regular din of Tzuras HaPesach, at least at that point in the Gemara.
But the Pashup Shana Gemara is, it doesn't
the Pashup Shana like Gemara doesn't seem like that, right? But the Rambam says it. So let me show you. So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch.
The Amish Benir Mitzvah passing brings the Rambam. That's the Pesach, and it is passing like the Gemara.
Yeah.
You're saying it doesn't
sound
like the Gemara, so obviously he
learns it is. Yeah, right. So let's see Shulchan Aruch. So page 9. Also Tzuras HaPesach, afilu pirtzi yisir mi'eser, mutar, afilu notel arba kudeis barba ruchos, vatsu tzuras HaPesach, mutar. Okay, let's skip a little bit. Ul harambam, ein Tzuras HaPesach mo'ol pirtzi yosir mi'eser, umkein, Omid Berubal Aparts. So the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is, the Shulchan Aruch is giving a psak. And then he says, and the Rambam Shita is, so it's matra, the Ika psak is the first psak. That says that you could do the whole thing just with Tzuras HaPesach. If you want to be machmir for the Rambam, you should know that there's the Shita of the Rambam. So, and take a look in the Alter Rebbe on page 10. So he quotes the two opinions. And then he quotes the Rambam's opinion. On the last line. V'tov lochosh l'divreihem. That's the Rambam's opinion. Afal pisha ha'ikr kesvar rishona. Because the ikr is kesvar rishona that you don't need any walls. You can have all tzuras of Pesach. But the Rambam is tov lochosh. So that's why if you're a Chabadnik, so you wouldn't necessarily be machmir. Because the Alter Rebbe says, Tov lochosh l'divreihem. Yeah, I think Rav Shach is machmir on this.
That's why you never see a Rambam in Bungalow Colony.
Right.
You didn't hold the air. But Salvechik, you heard he was Salmechan.
So a person is a Rambam person won't use an Erev even in a bungalow colony.
Why?
Because the Rambam sheet is, because usually a bungalow colony, the whole thing, you go from, you find all the trees all around, and you knock a piece of wood into the tree, and a piece of wood into the
other. Why did you have a bungalow colony before?
Why did you have a bungalow colony
before? The bungalow colony is a Carmelis.
Why?
Because it's not a Rosh Hashanah, you don't have a thoroughfare of 16 amos.
But why is it not a Rosh Hashanah?
No, it should, because you need mechitzas for a Rosh Hashanah.
And the trees are not considered
close? If there would be trees around the whole area.
Fence
is good. So if you go to Camp Hask, it's all fenced in because they don't want any of the campers to wander away. So he would allow you to carry in Camp Hask, but none. Because the whole thing is fenced in. You can have a string if you have a fence, but there are gaps in the fence, so you could fill in those gaps with the tzuras of Pesach. But in most camps, bungalow colonies, they don't have any fence.
They got bushes.
What percentage of the fence do you need to have?
At least 50%.
According to the Rambam, you can have tzuras of Pesach, but it's still, if it's parts Merubal Omed, it won't be enough, even if you have all these tzuras of Pesach. For the whole structure, the majority has to be literal Omed, right?
Or at least 50%.
50%, right.
But if you don't have that, then you can't, unless you have two full walls on two sides, and then there's, on the other two sides, there's not, So then he would matter that also.
Are you accepting the trees and could if it's strong enough?
But how many camps have trees around the whole camp?
Not that, but the quite a little.
No. I mean, you have to have it all around, you know.
They don't have to have it. They just have to have a rove.
Rove, okay, even rove, So that's the. So some people are machmir for this shita.
Common practice.
I'm not machmir for the shita. Minhag Olam is not to be machmir for this shita.
Previous Gemara we had, we should know about the only ragel and
the
different.
Yeah, that's what he just asked. But no, that's a different thing. That's Pase Biros. No, because that's a special halacha if you have the L shape in the corners.
Even though it's still parts Merubal Omed?
Yes. That's a new halacha. Even if it's parts Merubal Omed, but if you have that construct, that's why the Beis Ephraim says in a lot of cities you have that construct. So then you're starting off with only a question of a derabbanan. Now, there's an interesting. We have to see the Prima Gaudim. Take a look at the Prima Gaudim on page 5. This is the new Shulchan Aruch, you know, the Maduris Friedman. You see, before the Maduris Friedman came out, then to read a Prima Gaudim, you know, was a big challenge. Because the Prima Gaudim was so small, you know, that was the godless of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that he knew every Prima Gaudim. Even before the Friedman Shulchan Aruch was printed. I don't think it was printed in his lifetime. That was his godless. But Prima Gaudim is so terse, and the printing was so... The Prima Gaudim in Aruch Chaim is two parts, the Eishel Avram and the Mishpatzo Zav. Eishal Avram is a perish on the Magen Avram, and the Mishpatzo Zav is a perish on the Tas. And it was put in the back of the Gemara, the back of the Shulchan Aruch. So the new Shulchan Aruch, the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, they put it on the page, and it's, you know, this is considered large print compared to what it used to be. So he wants to know, he says, Da Sha'ani Mesupuk, Petzuras HaPesach, Yehav HaMechitza Din Torah L'chayv HaZorach Mesuchim B'notz Haber Kundesim V'leim Petzuras HaPesach O Petzuras HaPesach Mahan L'hatik Hamels Pizzi Yosem Me'eset. He says, is a Petzuras HaPesach a Din D'Oraisa, or is only a Din D'Rabbon? Whereas, what if you would have, you would make the four Petzuras HaPesachs in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, and you would throw a ball into that area from the Rishus HaRabim? So normally, if I would have a chres, like a sukkah, I would go from Rishus HaRabim and I would throw something into the sukkah. So a sukkah is four walls, say. So it's I would be chayiv skila, because I went from, I threw something from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. But what if it's just a Tzuras HaPesach? Because Tzuras HaPesachs are usually made, what's the whole yisod of a Tzuras HaPesach? First you have to claim that the area that you're trying to encompass is only the Rabbanan, and then you can make, you know, the Tzuras HaPesach. So it could be the whole concept of a Tzuras HaPesach is only a din what?
The
Rabbanan. And therefore it won't work. So that's why he's Mesupuk.
If it's the right word, it would be the Makor for it.
It would be the Raisa, it would be some type of Allah Moshe Mishina. So he's not sure. Oh. So let's take a look. It is the famous Bir Halacha. On page 8. The Bir Halacha wants to know what right do we have to make Erevin in cities today? What right do we have? So we gave many shiurim this already, but he says like this. In any given city, the streets are wide. You go anywhere, you have wide streets. And so what are you going to tell me? That maybe there's not 600,000. Today there's even 600,000, makes it even more complicated. But you don't have 600,000 people in the locale, so maybe that's... He says, but what right do you have to follow the shita that... There are two shitas, basically. One shita says you need tezai and amma wide streets, like the chreis, you know, 32 feet or 30 feet, whatever. And then you also have to have 600,000 people. But some shitas say it's enough what? Just to have Kazayanam. You don't need the 600,000. But I would tell you, says the Bir Halacha, how can you rely on the shita of 600,000 if half the Rishonim you don't even need the 600,000? So then isn't it like a shal of a suffix d'oraisa? So we should all be machmir. Something the right for the Chumra. That's his question. Well, how could we just... And that was, you know, they say Rabbi Aaron Kotler wanted that in America we should follow that shita. As I know, that's the shita I follow personally. In my personal life. Whenever it's Tezainama, so I don't carry. Because it's the Shaila of a Daraisa. I let other people carry, but me, myself, I don't carry, because I only carry in places where it's a Vade Derabon. And I'm not choshish for this Rambam's opinion. So even if the whole area is made just with wire, I'll carry there. Because that's only an issue of a Derabon. But if it's a Shaila of a Derais, no. So the Bir Halacha is asking, how could it be that people are Mekel, and he clearly the minig was to be Mekel? So he wants to know how so. So he's looking inside. He says, "Yeah." Keep going. Say the third line. In kein kasha ala minhag ha'olam. Kasha ala minhag ha'olam. Shemistapkim b'tzuras ha'pesach. B'shus ha'rabim shurachav sheish atzrei amma. Mufulash b'shar l'char. And we still have l'smoch ha'shita didon leitzal in b'shus ha'rabim. So what are we... We're so much that maybe we don't have b'shus ha'rabim. It's kasha ma'od. B'emez rov b'shar l'tzorim g'am yon yigam b'shus ha'rabim. I am Mishkanot Yaakov. So in Ken Kosha L'smoch al zeh the Issuskila. In other words, how can we make it in an Issuskila that we don't have Rishus Rabbim because we don't have Shishim Rebo? If, but according to the other Shitas, you don't need Shishim Rebo. So you know what he says? He says V'nochom the Somchem Shisa Tas Harambam the Pasuk Rabbim Lozer the Losi Rabbim Vadlo Mechitzta. So he says a chiddush. That it could be that if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, even if the area is a rishus harabim, but you hold loasi rabim vatlim chitzta, so then by definition the derais is taken away. Because what's the halacha? The halacha is that a tzuras ha-pesach doesn't work in a real rishus harabim. But you know what his chiddush is? And what do you need for a real rishus harabim? You need glossos and ulos balayla. You need that every night there are gates that are closed. So in the Talmudic times, they had Yerushalayim, the glosses with new losses with Balayla. But today we don't have glosses. The Ninolos Balayla? By day, oh yeah, okay. Okay, in the Hanami, Seagate is... Yeah, but how many, okay, there are... Right, but in a lot of places are not gated. Most places are not. So his chiddush is that the concept that you need losses nulas for laila is only a din d'rabbanan. That once you have a tzuras ha-pesach, even though it's a rishus harabim d'raisa, it becomes what? It becomes d'rabbanan. And the requirement of loss is only d'rabbanan. So for din d'rabbanan, we could be makel that you need shishim rebo.
He's holding a snake here, because he otherwise you're the same child of something gross. Many don't hold of this. Many hold of
right.
Don't pass it over those.
So he says, the pasuk Rav Lezer also Rabin first one learned is Rabin Vadim Chitzel. Did they Vadim in a Torah? Sagi brishus hara haPesach. So it was Minatorah Tzuras HaPesach is good anywhere. Wow, that's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. You can put Tzuras HaPesach anywhere, any place, in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and now you'll knock it down to a Durabbanan. This is the Bir Halacha talking, not me. The Bir Halacha is saying this. The Bir Halacha is saying this. Tzuras HaPesach. Meaning,
this won't help you in a big city.
Sure it will.
No.
Yes.
Because he's saying explicitly, otherwise you're the same Shiloh. Why should we pass him like the Rambam?
No, so
he's saying... But I found this own from Rashid as the Rambam. So you have the same exact kasha he started off with. Many disagree with the Rambam. So it shows that he suffered the rights of the Chomer. So we should pass him like the Rambam. And who says that we should follow his whole line of reasoning?
Well, so
he's obviously combining this with the first half.
Yeah, one second. V'lo havi ela karmus hakis hagi mitzuris ha-pesim. V'kol mokam lav derk vushi, the Rav poskim mitik Rav Yochanan. So he's saying this still could be.
I don't think he would say that in a city with 600,000.
Oh, so that's a different shaila. Now we have cities that even have shishim rebo. So then we have to see whether the shishim rebo has to be on one street or other street, and other ideas. Or we meant those that weren't here, but we mentioned that, like in Manhattan, so Rav Chaim Oizer, he was talking about Paris, but the same concept, that there's a seawall around most of Manhattan. So Manhattan itself is Omen Berubah LaParis. That was the original Rav Kasher Zeiruf. Many years ago I took, when Rabbi Mintz was in KJ, he was the assistant there, so he took me and Rabbi Schmidman from Or HaChaim and Yossi Krager, and we went on a boat ride one Sunday morning to see the whole Manhattan, the wall around, the seawall around Manhattan. So that was the old Rabbi Luchstein's Erev around Manhattan. It was based on Rav Kasher. Rav Kasher, and basically the idea being that most of the area was Mechitzas, and then there were Pirtzas. But they didn't take, they followed the Magen Avraham Shita from the Ma'arit in Constantinople, that you don't even need a Tzuras HaPesach. The fact that there's water there fills in the gap. And that was the old Manhattan Erev, was based on that. Now, today, they don't want, even the people who were using Rav Kasher's Erev made a new Erev that was a different idea, not based on this, you know, they put up Tzuras HaPesach around the area, and that became the new Erev. Why did they change their minds around it? Because I think there were people who didn't want to follow that, so they were, I guess they made this new Erev that would make more people happy.
I have a question about the Be'er Lacha. The Be'er Lacha says that, okay, it's a major question that, like, you know, half the Rishonim say that as long as it is 16, you know, Amos, that's enough, that's a Rosh Hashanah. And so is his answer that, the answer is that no, because once there's a Tzuras HaPesach there, we don't care anymore. Is that what he's...
Yeah, once there's a Tzuras HaPesach, in other words, most Pashup Shot is that the din of Dlossos is a din d'oraisa. If you don't have Dlossos, you have nothing. And the Mishnah Berurah's Chiddush is that he's saying a bit cooler here.
This cooler he's saying is only, it seems more negative to say.
Okay.
In which case it wouldn't apply in modern. He's only
unless
saying
you have another reason.
Where it's a suffix which is a rabbi. He wouldn't, it's not necessarily, he would say this if it's Vada or Shasarab.
Yeah, okay, but then I guess you could have other Sfaras maybe, whatever. But the main Chiddush he has is that, whereas he's assuming that Tzuras HaPesach is a din d'oraisa. Because the previous God wasn't sure. He said, Tzuras HaPesach is a din d'oraisa. It's like you have now, you're enclosed. Midoraisa. The previous God wasn't sure. Because the previous God says we only use it by the Rabbanans. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you only use it by the Rabbanans, but first, but it can make a d'oraisa into the Rabbanans. That's...
I assume that he doesn't hold like the Rambam, right? That, like, meaning you read the Gemara that we read in the beginning of Erevin, that it's mamish for...
Yeah, the Rambam that we learned today is... Right, that, but that chumra is only in the Rabbanan itself. Because the Rambam would say that even by a bungalow colony.
Is that
you can't... The Rambam won't carry in an Erev in a bungalow colony.
But it would still be kosher d'oraisa according to the Rambam?
Right.
So then what's the chumra in the Rabbanan that he...
Because the chumra in the Rabbanan is that it's not shaykh to speak about a Tzuras HaPesach when it's not in the context of
right.
A war.
Right.
And then we assume not that way. We assume that the Tzuras HaPesach itself is like a war.
But anybody that learns the Gemara not like the Rambam would have to say that it's also the rice of the four poles and the sticks on top, right? Because how else could that be a kosher error?
Maybe it's only in an area that's only Drabbanan anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why would we assume that this is talking about, if we're talking about a Sada, that this would be Rosh Hashanah and Hadid?
Say again?
The case is talking about a field.
Field, yes.
So we're assuming that it's Rosh Hashanah and Hadid.
Right.
Lekulei Alma.
Right.
So that's Drabbanan.
Right, so... Right, so...
The Gemara itself is Makran.
Right, right. Well, the context of the Gemara is the Rambam. But on the other hand, Kelayim is a din d'oraisa.
Is this applying
to
d'oraisa?
What?
Is this applying?
Maybe.
Why would we assume not?
Why would I assume not?
Now, The Chasam Sofer.
Exactly,
the Chasam Sofer has a chiddush here. Chasam Sofer says here. Let's see, from page 14. That's another thing they did. Besides the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, they reprinted the whole Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, which is also a tremendous thing. Because before this, it was so hard to learn a Chasam Sofer. It was also in very small print, and what they did here is they took every tshuva, they gave a title to the tshuva, and they broke it up into paragraphs, and they gave a title to every paragraph. It's also a tremendous thing. So he wants to say a chiddush in the Rambam. He says here on page 14. On the paragraph that begins Hayotze, the last word of the line is Vilo Sagi Bekana Echad Yamid Bez Vegimokanim Ben Kol Echad Pachas Me'eser. So he wants to say a chiddush. What was the Rambam Shita is that you can't use it unless there's a wall. But he says that if you make it each from one vertical pole to another vertical pole, it's less than 10 amos, then it would be okay. Even without a wall.
According to Rambam, is he saying that?
Because the Pashup Shot is, no, you need a real wall, and then there's a breach in the wall, you can put the Tzuras HaPesach. But he's saying if you make each one small, then it would work. And the Chazon Ish thinks it's not correct. The Chazon Ish, page 16, says he doesn't like it. He says, he says it shouldn't matter, and based on the spur we said before, that if the whole thing doesn't have walls or it's only in parts meruba, so that it's like having walls without. So what difference does it make that you broke it up into smaller pieces?
Well, I don't understand the Chasam Sofer, because what is your
line? Well, the Chasam
meaning, like, what halachic device is being there? That's
in other words, because the Rambam is saying if it's you have a pirtzi yeser meyeser and it's parts meruba, it's no good. But maybe if it's not yeser meyeser, meaning if you break it up so each source of pesach is less than eser, maybe it would be okay. You could be medayik that way. And he's saying, no, it's still, you need omen merubah laparetz, so it's not going to help that you put extra things between each one.
What about, like, lovet or something like that? The Rambam said it's okay, even though...
Yeah, lovet is okay. Lovet's okay. I'll be pashtus. Lovet should be okay. So let's just chazer over what we said here today. We said that the Gemara has a Pashup Shah in the Gemara. There was a case that they put four Tzuras HaPesach on the four sides of the Sada. And the Gemara says that it's good for Kalayim, but it's a question whether it's good for Shabbos or not. And we Paskin, it's good for Shabbos also. So the simple Pshat, we Paskin, that you can... That's the source, that you can make an Erev. Like Rav Schechter points out, the real word is source of Pesach. Erev is just, the Erev is really the box of matzahs. We just use that, as Rav Schechter pointed out, as a sugar in the lishma. But in other words,
a buzzword,
yeah, but it's really a source of Pesach. When we say an Erev, that means the box of matzahs. Even after you make an Erev in a community, we put up the Yivat, the poles, you still have to get a box of matzahs, and you get the box of matzahs and you give it to somebody who picks it up for the whole community, and then they give it to some person to keep it in his house, And we view Ke'ilu, everyone's living in that house. That's how, so that's the, and then you also have to do Schiris Rishus before that, for the Goyim. So yeah, then you have to go to the person in charge, the police department or whatever, and give them a coin to symbolically rent out all the streets. Yeah, so right. So some people are of the opinion that they won't use any Eruv in America because they feel that the Schiris Rishus is faulty because the government doesn't have, like Shechter pointed out, the eminent domain to just go in and have, you know, put their belongings in your property. So that's a whole issue. But if you can get out of that problem, that's okay. But the mechitza that we use, see, basically when you make an Erev in a community, you're making the whole community like one big apartment building. But the halacha in an apartment building is you can't carry from one apartment to the hallway or one apartment to the other. So what is it going to help? But now you've made it, so then you have to go ahead and make Erev Chatzeres. There's a question whether if you go to a hotel for Shabbos, whether you have to make an Erev Chatzeres or not. There's some of the opinion that a hotel, you don't have a right to the room. You have a right to a room, and they could tell you any time that you have to leave this room, you have to move someplace else.
Well, therefore you have to make Erev Chatzeres in the room,
yeah,
you have to make Erev Chatzeres in the hallway.
No, so then...
You don't rent the
hallway. So you're not really renting the room. You're just renting the ability
to a room.
And therefore, no, according to that opinion, therefore, you don't need an Erev Chatzeres.
Why?
Because you're not, this is not your room.
What happens if it was your room?
If it was your room, then the sheet is the hole. You do have to make an Erev Chatzeres.
And
therefore, when you go to a hotel for Shabbos, you can always carry in the hallway. You just can't carry from the hallway to your room.
Oh, you mean you can carry in the hallway?
In the hallway itself, you're allowed to carry.
But you're not allowed to carry from the hallway to your room.
Right.
How come we don't
have... from one room to another.
How come we don't have a concept of Sheikh Mavayos here and versus... Before, I had a bunch of Chatzerim. I have to make an Erev Chatzeres, and that makes Sheikh Mavayos...
That's why the minig is that they use a box... Why box of matzahs? Because we assume a matzahs will keep fresher for the year than bread. That's why I remember I used to go to West Orange. I used to speak in West Orange years ago. It was like the Shabbos before Shabbos Hagadol, and they at Shalosh Shudas they would serve the Erev. They serve the Erev for Shalosh Shudas. So this way, now they'll make another Erev for the next year. So that was the time that they would eat up the Erev for the last year's Erev, and then they would make a new box of matzahs.
I find it offensive, but I use crackers, not matzahs.
Yeah.
His question, though, is that it seems that we're learning the din d'oraisa of Tzuras HaPesach from a case that would appear to be d'rabbanan. So that's just...
Right, that's why the Prima Gadim was saying he's not sure the whole thing of Tzuras HaPesach is in the d'oraisa l'gabe Shabbos.
Right.
Unless you say, since Kelayim it's d'oraisa this, or you can say maybe Shabbos is only by a din d'rabbanan, because the Prima Gadim didn't necessarily hold from what the Bir Halacha is saying. So the Prima Gadim is mistopic with the whole din Tzuras HaPesach d'oraisa d'rabbanan, but the Bir Halacha says no, it's a din d'oraisa, and according to the Rambam, it would, if any time you have any area you put up a Tzuras HaPesach, it would knock it down to a d'rabbanan, and then once it's a d'rabbanan, then there's more room to be made.
Wiggle room.
Right. Once you knock something down to the Rabbanan, then obviously things are more lenient. Not necessarily mutter, but more lenient. And that's... But the Rambam has... This Chiddush of the Rambam is that you can't make a Tzuras HaPesach in an area that just Tzuras HaPesach is. So there are some people that... The Alter Rebbe said you should be choishish for it. So that's why Lubavitch's and from Sfardim, they follow the Shita's Rambam.
I thought Sfardim followed the first Shita on...
Yeah, but...
They don't hold to that.
Yeah, they don't
hold. At
least hold,
in the Yerushalayim, I know.
Right, but and also, Rav Yosef said that they can be machpir for the Rambam. Sfarim are usually machpir for the Rambam, and therefore they won't use Erev. And not because of the, you know, the issues, but because the Rambam sheet is. You don't use Erev. So it's a Pesach. If the whole thing is just the...
And every Erev relies on Tzurus HaPesach. You can't have an Erev that doesn't have any Tzurus HaPesach.
Well, what do you want to do? You can have glosses, you can have other things.
Right.
So. But most Erev, that's the way they work.
Right.
And most Erev work, they try to use the telephone wires. Because it's already up already. But a lot of times it's been atzad, so that's next week's Shir Biz Hashem, of what's how telephone wires facilitate Erev. No. In other words, the halacha is, you have the two things, you have the wires on top. But if it's over here,
it's not on the
top, it's on the side, then that's not good. So it's
on the side,
what's on the top? It's not on the
top.
Here's the pole.
The bar, then the down is where the wire goes across.
Right here. But if I did,
it's not good if it's if there's...
Why is that not good?
Like the H. H isn't good?
Because that's the way Tzuras HaPesach made. Look. You have where you make a pass up is the top pole is on top of the two horizontal, two vertical.
Yeah.
If
you knock out the wall on top,
yeah.
You can get
me now. Okay, it's nice to see everyone. Okay, Bezer Shem.